Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, June 24th, 2018, the Solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, as most of you know, last weekend I got back from Camp Covecrest, a Life Teen summer camp, a Catholic camp down in Tiger, Georgia, and I was, of course, whenever I do these types of things, I most often do them for the homily stories that ensue from these events. And so, of course, let me begin with a few of those. So I took, they gave me four spots, and I was able to take four sophomore boys. Okay? Sophomores, as we know, are often known as wise fools. And so I, as their spiritual father, have to very much instill in them that they're not as wise as they think, right? And so we were going down and we're doing this whitewater rafting, which is great. If you haven't been whitewater rafting, highly recommend it. So we're going down the rapids, you know, we're all in this raft together, right? And of course, you don't want to fall out, you don't want to do any of that because it can be a little dangerous. And so we get through all these class 5 rapids, which is that's the highest class they can be, the most dangerous. Nobody falls out. It's great. And so these young men are thinking they got it made. And so we get down and there's kind of a very calm part of the river. And I need to tell you that it's very, very safe because what I'm about to tell you would make you think that I'm a bad person from what I did if it was not safe. And so we're going down there, and what they did not realize is that the rafting guide and myself had worked up a nice little bond. And so, of course, we plotted a little bit just to help them to realize that we're still in control, right? And so we get to this calm part of the water. And the rafting guide looks at me and he goes. And at that point, the two of us cleared out the boat. We took him by the life vest and just pulled him out of the water. And you just saw him going one at a time. And you heard a few screams, but it was worth it. You know, and the joy of the look on their face was just wonderful. You know, everybody was safe. We got him back up on the boat. It was wonderful. But these four sophomore boys, fascinating. They were kind of wild cards. Why? Three of them were not Catholic. One of them is Catholic, kind of. Okay? And it's an interesting story about how they ended up going to camp and all this, but this is this super Catholic camp, and you have three non-Catholics and one kind of Catholic, right? The priest and then the youth minister. And fascinating. I prayed hard before this week and during this week that God would hit them upside the face with his spiritual 2x4 and knock some sense into them and help them to see how real God is and how much he loves them. I prayed hard. And that was supposed to happen at the beginning of the week because, according to my plan, that's when it was supposed to happen. Right, God? Don't you get it? Monday would have been a nice time for this. But we go through whitewater rafting, we go through the mud pit, and they're still kind of, eh. Have you had an experience of God? Eh, eh. And I'm like, God, you're killing me here. Where's the 2x4? Right upside the face. We need this, right? And so we get to adoration on Friday night, and I'm thinking, we leave tomorrow, God. Do something, please. Right? But I'm starting to wonder if he's going to get through to these four. And I'm looking at them during adoration and I'm going, they're not getting it. It ain't happening. It's not working. God, I prayed. I prayed hard. I need you to do this, God. And we walk out of adoration. And before I could say anything, those four all gushed forth just how much God had touched them during that adoration. Just how much they realized how real Jesus was in the Eucharist. They're not even Catholic. Just how much they realized just how loving God was. And I got to tell you, was one of the most profound and powerful experiences to hear them talk about that experience. The theme of that camp was Relentless Father. And I think it's great. The relentless Father that we have in heaven, who wants to be a part of our life, who wants to love us, who wants to forgive us, who wants to heal us. And yet so often we can doubt, you know, as I found myself doing, God, are you actually going to do this? Rather than entrusting the relentless Father to do it. And he did it in his own time and in his own way. But how often do we doubt the relentless Father? How often do we make a prayer and it's just kind of one of those courtesy prayers? Lord, I pray for this person. Do we really believe in what we're praying for? Do we really believe when we ask for healing that God can do it? Or is it more just kind of, well, we pray just because that's how we were taught, and so it's a nice prayer and it sounds good. Do we really believe it? Do we really believe that the relentless Father can do what we're praying for? Do we really believe that? Or do we have some doubt? You know, we talk about John the Baptist today, and we see two very different approaches to our Heavenly Father, to our relentless Father. One is John the Baptist, who had great faith and a humble confidence that God was going to do his thing. But then you had his dad, Zechariah. Zechariah and Elizabeth are a bit older. They say 88 years old. And the angel visits them and says, hey, you're going to conceive a child. It doesn't say in the Bible what Zechariah actually said, but I think we can imagine. Right? You're crazy, angel. What are you thinking? This can't happen. No, no, God wants it to happen. And so, Elizabeth gets pregnant, and Zechariah, for his doubt, is struck mute. Can't talk the whole time that Elizabeth is pregnant until they take John to be circumcised and to give him the name John. That's the next time he can talk. Can you imagine how quiet our world would be if every time we doubted we were struck mute? We wouldn't have a lot of talking going on, I have a feeling, in our world. But again, you have Zechariah, who doubts the relentlessness of the Father. And then you have John the Baptist, who comes into this world with a humble confidence, knowing that he's not Jesus, even though a lot of people thought he was, but knowing that God, the Heavenly Father, the relentless Father, would come through on all of his promises. He trusted in the relentless Father. He put his life in the relentless Father's hands, and it carried him even through martyrdom. John the Baptist was beheaded. He put his life completely in the relentless Father's hands. He trusted, and I think part of the reason that he trusted was he understood the psalm today. The psalm, if you listen to it, was absolutely beautiful. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. If we believe that our good and heavenly and relentless Father wonderfully made us, that, listen to these words, that he knows our soul, that he knows when we sit and when we stand, that he knit me in my mother's womb. If we believe that, my friends, then we ought to believe in a relentless Father who will fulfill his promises to us. That when we pray those most fervent prayers in our human belief, that he can heal, that he can forgive, that he can strengthen, that he can get us through this or that or the other thing, that he can encourage us, that he will do it. That he will do it. But we have to first believe that he loves us so much, that he knows when we sit and when we stand. There's a great story of a doctor, a female doctor, a Catholic doctor. She started one of the first hospices for babies. And she did it because she found that so many parents were aborting their children when they found out that the kid wouldn't live much past birth. And so she wanted to offer care to those young babies, and she also wanted to offer care to the parents who obviously were going through very, very tough times. And so there was a couple who came in, and they were scheduled to have conjoined twins. Two baby girls joined at the heart. And since they were sharing a heart, obviously, the doctors knew that they would not live long. And so all these people gathered in the operating room because they wanted to see conjoined twins. And the mom gives birth to these two babies. And the babies come out, and the mom holds them, and then the doctor gives the babies to the dad. And the dad said, well, we've named them Kayla and Kyla. And as he's holding them, the doctor says, "Do you want me to baptize your daughters?" He said, "Yeah, I would like that." And so the doctor went and got some water and started to baptize. And he said, "Kayla, I baptize you." And the dad said, "Stop. That's Kyla." In just a few minutes, he already knew which one was which. He knew Kayla from Kyla. He knew his daughters, and he loved his daughters. That's the way that our God works with us. Do we believe that? Do we believe that strongly? Because if we do, amazing things happen in our faith life. Prayers are answered, and our prayers become more fervent and certainly more powerful when we pray to our relentless Father and we truly pray. Not just the courtesy prayer of, "Oh yeah, God," but that prayer that is fervent and from the heart. Rather than doubt like Zechariah, we are invited to trust in our Lord's mission for us. But do we approach our God as a relentless Father? Or do we think that our way is better? Do we not trust that our God, when he takes us on the detours of life, is right there with us, being relentless on our behalf? Do we think that our way is better? He made us, he knows us, he loves us, and he forgives us. So let us approach him with humble confidence, knowing that our good and relentless Father will never let us down.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.